If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islami dini wal-Azam ghayru dini Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about, in fact, some of the rules related to fasting and Ramadan, since we are in the month of mercy, in the month of barakah, and in the month of Ramadan. So we're going to deal with this, in fact, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker, as always. We are talking about some of the rulings, jurisprudential status of, Ramadan and fasting related laws according to Ayatollah Khamenei. And Sheikh Javid, would you please tell our listeners and audience about the status of, or jurisprudential ruling about somebody who's breaking his fast by some haram sexual intercourse, such as, for example, masturbation, or taking haram food or drink. So what is the ruling here?
As you rightly mentioned, masturbation is haram. It is always haram regardless of the individual, fasting or not fasting, because it's always necessary to avoid masturbation under all circumstances, of course. And haram sexual intercourse, meaning having sexual intercourse during the month of Ramadan, of course. Otherwise, it's permissible to have sexual intercourse at night, with one's own legal spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as taking haram food or drink, of course, again, haram food means legally or illegally obtained food, as far as I understand. So all of these are forbidden while fasting. And if a person, breaks his fast using a haram means, according to some scholars, and including Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, of course, it becomes necessary for him to give not only the qadha, to offer the qadha, but also give a penalty of fasting for 60 days, 31 days continuously, and then as an obligatory precaution, he should also feed 60 poor Shia Muslims. And 60 poor Shia Muslims, not only 60 poor people. So he has to find, it's very important to understand that it's not permissible to give 60 portions of food to one individual.
Who's a non-believer, for example.
Or to one Shia Muslim, to one Shia Muslim, if you want to give, for example, 25 kilos of food, or let's say 60 portions of food to one person or one family, it's not sufficient. You have to look for 60 different people, 60 different Shia Muslims, who are truly Shia Muslims,
That would be strenuously hard, in fact, difficult. Especially in non-Muslim countries.
Especially in non-Muslim countries, it's very difficult to locate, these number of Shia Muslims. And so this is a penalty, that's why it becomes very difficult. You can for example, you can fast for 60 days, and it's still very difficult to fast for 60 days, but also it's difficult to find 60 Shia Muslims. Of course, it's not necessary for a Shia Muslim to give food to poor Shia Muslims in one's own city. It is permissible to send the money to a Shia brother or a Shia relative or someone, a friend, who lives in a poor Muslim country.
Area,
Or in a poor neighborhood. And he can actually deputize him, tell him to act as a representative on his behalf to give food to 60 poor people. And this can be possible. For example, you live in Europe, you send your money to somewhere like Pakistan or Afghanistan or any poor countries where there are lots of Shia Muslims who live from hand to mouth.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue our program on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the Ramadan or fasting related jurisprudential laws according to Ayatollah Khamenei. And before the break, Sheikh Javid, I asked you about the masturbation, which is a haram act and sexual intercourse, basically, or a haram act, obviously, or taking a haram food. And you mentioned that it requires, in fact, kafara, right?
Yeah.
But quite similar to this question, if a husband asks his wife, in fact, to masturbate for the husband in the month of Ramadan, is it still haram or it requires, kafara or what?
You know, during the day of Ramadan, when both the husband and the wife are fasting, it's not permissible for the man and his wife to engage in a sexual activity which results in ejaculation or in the in sexual intercourse. That mm-hmm. is that's for sure.
Yes.
But okay, kissing, hugging, and on what we know as foreplay, mm-hmm. foreplay is allowed. Provided that one makes...
Although reprehensible, right?
Yeah, it is reprehensible to engage in such sexual activity, But it's not haram and it does not make the fast void. So as long as you are confident that it's not going to lead to ejaculation mm-hmm. Of semen. And of course, if a woman wants to masturbate for her husband, that's not permissible because self-gratification is absolutely forbidden. No matter what the excuse may be, it's not permissible. Okay, if in the month of Ramadan and during the night of Ramadan, if, let's say, a woman wants to help her husband to ejaculate and she's not willing, or maybe the man is not willing to have sexual intercourse during the night of Ramadan, of course, the wife can actually help, her husband ejaculate. She can use her hand and to help her husband to ejaculate. That's not forbidden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I see. I know that you talked about, in fact, injections and the jurisprudential status of injections, and would you just very quickly talk about it again, because some of our dear audience may wonder what the ruling regarding, in fact, injections is. Very quickly, please.
You're right, it's one of the frequently asked questions, especially in this time around when the number of sick people suffering from, let's say, coronavirus infection is on the rise. According to Supreme Leader Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, it is based on obligatory precaution for the fasting person or to avoid having any kind of supportive, nutritional or intravenous injections. So mm-hmm. we understand from this that there's no fatwa. This is just an obligatory precaution. And the same rule is applied to all kinds of intravenous fluid infusions, but Ayatollah Khamenei says that there's no problem in using non-nutritional intramuscular injections like antibiotics, painkillers or anesthetic injections. These are permissible.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareem. سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت أبقى